Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most American podcast network.
Hey y'all, Lovable Gnome Jackson here to let you know that I've made the somewhat irresponsible jump to streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/JacksonBailey, and I'd love it if you were there to watch me inevitably fuck it up. I'm going to be streaming all kinds of things that aren't video games. WikiHow, Cora Answers, bad Halloween costumes, Goosebumps books, if that's legal, I don't know, and also video games. So hey, come see me do that. twitch.tv/JacksonBailey, streaming every Monday and Wednesday, 12:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. I'm definitely doing some part of it wrong.
Hey everybody, I'm Jackson Bailey, and welcome to another episode of Shut Up A Second. That's not how it starts, but who cares? I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Cass.
JBSA. I did a JBSA beginning then. Where is my head?
Do you want to start
but
again?
Still. No!
All right.
Who are you?
And I'm Adam, and today's episode is this Zoom call that we're doing.
Your cheeky little grin, Adam, gives me life. It brings me such joy.
You're a
beautiful. Let's talk about this.
So I've got movies. Mm-hmm. You have facts. And Cass facts. Has history.
I'm history?
You're history for some reason.
No, I can do history.
I got movies. Yeah. I'm the hardest one yet.
Why? There are so many movies made about this Zoom call.
Yeah, about this specific Zoom call, dude. Every director's done one movie about this Zoom call.
Also,
Steven
Spielberg. Also, we promised we weren't going to be researching anything, so I got to go off memory.
I love just making a promise to not learn and to not try. Yeah. Those are the two things that I love to promise never to do.
Those are our two main promises. Well, let's discuss what we can see in the background of each other's Zoom screens. Adam, I can see your sources, and I like that.
And
can I guess
butter.
What's? Yeah, well, can I guess what sources they are?
Yeah, go ahead. Let me know, and this is a hint for the future when we're guessing what's in the background of yours. Be ready for a scare, Jack, when you try to guess these sources.
Zoom call, beware, you're in for a scare. So I think one of them is soy sauce.
You're correct.
Am I right?
One of them is soy sauce.
Okay. Is one of them like ketchup manis, like a sweet soy?
Oh, wait.
That's
hey,
fair.
I'm going to guess Tabasco.
Oh, that's a good theory.
Both incorrect. I keep the Tabasco sauce with the spices, like oregano or oregano or whatever.
I don't know what that
I
could be.
I'd go through all of the spices that I have, but I frankly don't have the...
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
Burger
fuck
spice.
Is the other one some kind of oil?
It is an oil. It is an
is
oil.
Is it sesame oil?
No. You were
There's
close
no
when you said Tabasco.
Oil. Chili oil.
Yes, chili oil.
Chili oil, damn.
Remember when this is just me going to the history. Remember when I said there was no other good type of oil?
Oh, that's true.
That was actually a goof because, so that's a fun thing, like a BTS for the listeners. That was a goof because chili oil is also good.
Yeah, that is true.
So,
do you mean BTS, the Korean pop band?
Yeah, oh my, obviously.
Okay, yeah, just checking. Great.
If I ever say BTS and you think of a second meaning...
Mm-hmm. That's the right one.
I want you to watch videos on the internet and memorize them until you forget that, you know?
Okay.
Push the knowledge out.
Yeah, that's the kind of the shut up a second byline, isn't it? Push the knowledge out, put whatever this is in. Yeah.
Whenever I hear BTS, and I know this isn't the same acronym or word,
Do you think of Big Time Rush?
I don't know what that is.
You seem like the biggest Time Rush fan, Adam. Sorry, Cass, please continue.
Was it at any point ever cool? And I don't, now when I say cool, what I don't mean is retrospectively looking back, you're like, ooh, that wasn't cool. What I mean is at the time in the brain of a 13-year-old where you're like, this is cool, in the same way that your 13-year-old brain was like, Digimon is cool.
Okay, I just want to clarify specifically my 13-year-old brain or the general 13-year-old brain?
I would go yours.
Well then, Adam, you don't like anything cool.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That is...
That's my point, though. That's what I'm saying.
That's the sum you got to do with that. That's the checks and balances. Yeah.
Well, with One Direction as well.
True. One Direction are cool.
They're 13-year-olds.
I didn't like One Direction when they were popular. I like One Direction now after they broke up. I literally got into them after they broke up. And not
he's
because
point,
it was like
Cass, yeah.
a hipstery thing. I discovered my love for One Direction.
Fuck, that rules. That's great.
Anyway, what are the sources?
Yeah, what are the
sources? Well,
the,
we're
yeah.
actually, and this is very funny, after two sources and with so many more containers there, we are out of sources.
That's peanut butter though, yeah? And is that flour?
No peanut butter, no flour.
What? That's peanut butter.
No. You think it's peanut butter?
Vegemite.
It's Vegemite.
I don't believe. Oh, okay.
Cass is
okay.
right. It's Vegemite. Also, I know which one you think is sugar. I'm going to go get it and I'm going to come back. And in that time, you get as many guesses as you can.
Okay. Knowing Adam's a person, biscuit. Some sort of Italian cracker. Yeah. Something fancy like a biscotti.
Some kind of maybe a lavash biscuit. Yep.
It's lasagna strips.
Okay, so we were really close. We were very close when we thought Italian, but evidently we didn't lean in hard enough.
Yeah, oh, damn. Well, I was like,
that's
if I say lasagna or fettuccine, that's too obvious. That's borderline racist. But no, it was. It was lasagna. Sheets.
There's another easy one to guess next to the Vegemite.
I think I see olive oil, but...
There is olive oil, extra virgin, like my good self.
Lockdown's made us all extra virgins.
Your hymen grew back thicker somehow.
It's like when you shave and the hair comes back.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what else is there. It's a bit too blurry for me to see anything else. Is there biscuits of any kind?
Yeah, crackers no for biscuits. Adam?
Like no, the brown or... Below. Okay.
Okay. Okay, the biscuits have a spot. That does... Check in the part of Harley Cannon. Yeah.
So what you weren't able to identify is honey, rice.
Oh, is that rice. Beechworth? Sorry?
Yeah, is that a Beechworth honey?
No. So I stopped getting Beechworth honey.
Because. Is it because honey?
Hang on.
Let's find out. Exciting stuff.
It is indeed because honey.
Yes.
It is specifically coastal honey. As opposed to river and
beach
bush,
bees,
yes,
cool
two varieties. I remember
is it
once
salty.
No, not really. It's kind of we got to do a honey tasting day. Anyway,
yeah, that's true.
I remember getting the coastal honey because there are three different because honeys that you can get in this specific packaging, which were coastal honey. As I said, coastal. Oh, I think it was coastal river and bush. So a river and bush honey were both $7. This coastal was $8.
Oh.
They're identical otherwise.
What? Yeah.
They're not identical.
Well,
the packaging is otherwise
identical. The labeling and such. Yeah. It's just specifically coastal honey was $1 extra.
What do you reckon that dollar's got you?
Yeah.
What's that dollar? What does it denote?
It's driving the honey from the beach to here.
I was a fool, though.
You've got bush and river near us.
I was a fool.
Exactly.
The beach is a while away. I should have gotten the other one to check again.
That's true.
They do all taste different.
I'm eating this one, and without the context of another honey.
It just tastes like honey.
Yeah. I can't tell where that buck's going.
Have I ever...
I bought... Yeah, please.
Have I ever spoken on air about my foie gras of honey that I was eating?
No.
I don't think so. I don't know about this animal crime honey you've had, please.
I once tasted honey that was made at a nougat farm, and they only fed the bees nougat.
Oh, you have talked about this. This rules.
On air?
I don't think on air. I don't think on air.
So this was many years ago, and it was given to me as a gift, and I was like, wow, this honey is delicious. And then I thought about it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to purchase the nougat honey because that is not what a bee eats. And I don't think that's very kind to do to bees. There's no way it's good for them. It's atrocious, but it was really good.
Absolutely.
And I'm not going to try foie gras because for cruelty reasons, but like, the fact that people are still making it, despite the horrific nature of it, it must be good.
Isn't there
someone who will never try it?
Yeah. I was going to say, as somebody who has had foie gras, it rules. Oh my God. It's so fucking delicious. You can't even believe it.
And I won't believe it. I know. It's like when people are like, heroin's the best feeling in the world. And I'm like, I'll take your word.
Heroin's the best feeling in the world, but only once. After the first one, it's never that good ever again. And it ruins other forms of pleasure for you. Controversial opinion from here from Adam Cannavale on Shut Up a Second.
Okay,
heroin, not worth it.
Ooh, okay.
Don't bother. Yeah. Foie gras, on the other hand, if it's already made, why not?
It's a great way to justify literally anything.
It's already happened. What's the alternative? Throw it out? Might as well eat it.
Oh my goodness. Hey, the idea of ethical foie gras is very funny to me. And again,
apparently it exists.
It's like, we just put the butter there and the ducks just eat it. We don't put the funnel in them, but they just,
they're not kept in a cage.
Yeah.
You know, apparently, I just put out the butter and, no other food.
I remember listening somewhere years and years ago about a guy who, he does do ethical foie gras, but I forget how.
And
he didn't force feed them butter. And they came and went as they pleased. Like, it wasn't even like he had, like, a farm.
Like, there's camels, the Casnos.
Oh, yeah,
it was like that, but for ducks. And then I guess occasionally he'd take one to kill and eat the liver of. I don't really know how it was, but it seemed
It's super weird.
If you
weird
were gonna
to call
become
it ethical,
foie gras, it was the best deal. Yeah, sorry, go on.
Super weird to call something ethical before you kill it.
Yeah, that is true. But then at that point, if we're killing it anyway, might as well eat the foie gras.
Though.
Do you think, so you know people are like, oh, I'm a vegetarian, or like I don't eat processed meat from like a supermarket, but if I go out and hunt it myself, then it's okay. Do you think if I personally fed a duck butter, I could eat the foie gras?
No, generally you would be a bad person. Yeah.
Cass, so there's two questions to answer here. There is the question of, could Jackson physically do this, which is technically what he asked. And literally, just technically, yes, you could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that ethical? No.
I want to propose something else, actually. Jackson,
please.
I don't think you could force feed a duck.
Well, that was kind of my question.
Jackson, you're wily.
No.
How wily is a duck versus how wily is Jackson?
Jackson has a big heart. He would watch the duck suffer and then he wouldn't be able to go through with it.
Nah, you could do it.
I think if I was with a stick of butter jamming it down the duck's throat, maybe I would feel some element of remorse. But also I'd be like, I've bested this duck in some form of combat. So maybe to the victor go the spoils and I get to eat this duck's liver.
Okay, that does open it up. See, if you're phrasing it like that, then I know for you it would also mean that if the duck were to kill you, you'd be like, fair.
If the duck eats my liver, I get it. Yeah, that's legit. Okay, so what? Okay, so if I go out there as I am, maybe even like prepared to hunt a duck, and I capture the duck and force feed it a stick of butter.
Oh, do you have to capture the duck?
Oh, I need to at least wrestle it and pin it to force feed it.
If
okay.
you have the duck in a that pen, is... I'm giving you the win. If you have to catch mm-hmm. the duck, I reckon you can't.
Okay, but my question is, clearly it is not ethical for me to pin down a duck and feed it a wedge of butter,
no,
okay?
Correct.
What handicaps do I have to give myself before it becomes ethical?
No.
What if I'm not allowed to use my legs? What if I have to be nude?
If you were changing the question to say, what handicaps do you have to give yourself in order for it to be a fair fight, that's mm-hmm. a question I'll consider. Okay. I will not be entertaining the idea that there is anything you could do to yourself to make uh-huh. feeding a duck to death ethical.
Okay, fair point. Adam, I see you got your hand up.
So Jackson, I'm on your side. Yeah. You're coming at it from the wrong angle. So
okay, sure, yeah.
You're thinking, to make this fair, to make this fine, I need to hurt myself. I need to handicap myself.
Sure.
Make this fair, to make this fine, you need to make it a survival situation.
You
need to make it such that you need a theoretical situation where not only do you need to consume duck flesh, but that duck needs to have consumed butter as well.
Okay, well, what about this? I'm trapped in the Canadian wilderness.
Yes.
And I'm dangerously underweight because I've only been eating berries and moose shit or whatever. And so I'm dangerously underweight. And then I see a duck and I have a stick of butter and I know
you
I need the meat.
You haven't eaten.
I've been waiting for this exact situation.
Jackson knows that the stick of butter isn't enough. He's like, I have the stick of butter, but this is only one half of the key to unlocking life
survival. He sees 250 grams of butter, and then he's like, what would be better than this is about 100 grams of duck liver.
Of delicious duck grams. Liver.
Ducks are so small.
Okay, maybe I'm going at it from the wrong angle yet again. Maybe instead of hampering myself, I need to make the duck more powerful.
Okay, I'm actually on Team Buff the Duck. I'm on Team Buff the Duck. Give the duck arms and a stick of mm-hmm. butter.
So if I give the duck arms and I force feed the duck a stick of butter, it's a legit, it's not, it's morally okay now?
If the duck is your predator,
okay.
I reckon.
Yeah.
I reckon we're on the right path is if the duck has become your predator.
Okay. What about this? I get a clone slug, okay? Mm-hmm. Just like a soulless physical body of a human being. And I use my mad scientist technology to put the duck's brain and the duck's consciousness in the human being, and I give it a desire, like Cass was requesting, for it to make foie gras from me.
Yes.
Then if I make foie gras from it, is that ethical?
You're one step too far,
not
dude.
Ethical.
If you
not
have
ethical.
Taken the if you've taken the duck's brain out and put it into a human brain, the duck doesn't need that body anymore.
That's true.
You're going to step 8, dude. You could have mm-hmm. stopped at step 5. You
that's
take the
true.
Duck's
good
brain
point.
Out, you're good. Once it's just a vegetable, hey, mm-hmm. you know the rule. If it's meat, don't stuff that, Cleet. If it's a vegetable, suck it down.
Somebody should embroider that because... Well, it didn't even rhyme at the end. What about this? What if the duck sacrifices itself for the good of mankind, but in a way where it's gonna die anyway, and I can then force feed it the butter? So maybe the Son of God has come back onto Earth.
Yeah.
And the Antichrist has killed or been about to kill the Son of Christ, and the duck has leapt in the way. In such a way that the devil's bullets have only pierced its neck, and the duck is lying there dying, and it's gonna die, and then I come in and I force feed it a stick of butter then to eat
That's
its liver.
Not enough
yes,
butter.
Adam, not
Once
enough
again,
butter.
Once again, my dude, you're going to step 8 when you could have stopped at step 5. If the duck is already dead. It doesn't.
But I don't
happen.
Think that's not going to make it foie gras though. Yeah, it's going to kind of happen while it's alive.
I think it needs more butter than that. I think it has. Yeah, I think it needs a lifetime of being force-fed butter, and that's what makes its liver like that.
Well, that's longer than what Jackson is describing at the very end of its life after it got riddled with bullets for Christ or whatever.
Yeah,
he said.
The devil's gun. Yeah,
I do want to sort of make a controversial, maybe suggestion. Jackson has not gone about any of this in any correct way. Nothing he has said has been right in any capacity. There isn't an ethical way to take a duck's life. Okay. Here's my theory.
I'm listening.
You provide the duck with your own human body.
Sure.
Maybe a clone slug as well. Like, give it a clone slug. So the duck gets to live its life as a human, and it has already expressed to you that is its greatest wish on this mortal plane, is to live out the rest of its days as a human being. And the duck, and you're like, yeah, I can do that for you. And the duck's like, well, what can I give you? Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, if you wouldn't mind only eating butter.
Okay.
When your duck body starts to die, I'll swap the brain.
So you're saying,
and then the duck agrees to it.
So it's ethically okay if it's like a Faustian bargain. So if I go to the duck and I, as a sort of devil figure, say, in exchange for a life of pleasure and wealth and joy,
it's at going the end into, of whoa, your whoa, whoa, life. It's going into your body, Jack. It's not. Let's not overplay this.
No, yeah. No. So you misunderstand. I have the ability, let's say, in this hypothetical, to grant the wish of this duck, whatever the duck would like. And the Faustian element of the bargain is that at the end of the duck's life, it gets transported back to this moment, and I am allowed to force feed it butter to eventually eat its liver. At that point, is it ethically okay?
No, because you are doing a Faustian pact. You have to, if the duck comes to you, and you're not being like, hey, duck, I can make your life phenomenal after this plane. But if the duck comes to you and it's like, Jackson, I know your magic. Can you do this? And you say yes. And then the duck says, what can I possibly do for you? And you say, look, this is my wish, but only if you're okay with it. The duck's like, oh, my God, that's it?
So it needs to be on the duck's terms.
On the duck's terms completely. Mm. Yes, Adam?
Yeah?
Jackson, just realize. Yeah. You hate philosophy.
I sure do. Yes. But at the end of this, I get to commit a mortal sin. So I'm intrigued.
If it's a mortal sin, then you're not really doing it ethically, are you?
Oh, I'm never doing it ethically. But this is just in the eyes of God, so I can get away with it or whatever. What if the duck is a war criminal?
I don't think God cares.
I agree. I was going to ask this question because we were talking about the bees eating nougat. Where do you think sentience starts in the animal kingdom? Like,
crows.
Okay. But does that mean if I trod on an ant, you wouldn't care?
Cass, what? So you can't just say crows, because crows need to be plotted somewhere on a timeline or a graph or something.
Yeah, they're zero.
Yeah, all right.
And then we're 10. Dolphins are about a 6.
So wait. So Cass.
What's in between dolphins
for
and us?
For sentience, crows are zero.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what is zero for sentience? Is that has sentience?
No.
Because if humans are 10, then what is 10 sentience compared to a crow's zero sentience?
Okay, so we're looking at the fallacy of graphs and charts at the moment, and I don't think on me to fix.
I don't know if we are, but all right.
We are. And look. For the chart, I am, you know, if I'm making my chart, if we're talking about the scale of sentience, I'm talking about where sentience starts. So where there where you can observe sentience.
Mm-hmm. So there are degrees of sentience.
Yeah. So they start at crow.
Basically,
and they end at
basically
us.
What I'm saying is that crow was an insufficient answer.
Well, I think
where does an ant fall on the scale, say?
They don't have sentience.
So they're not on the scale?
No. Well, no. Okay. The absence of sentience can't be plotted on a graph of sentience if the graph only contains...
Well, I was thinking possibly we went into the negatives, where there was something that was the least sentient.
Okay, well, we can go on your... absolutely plot an absence of something.
Well, not mine. Yeah, well, I was doing from the smallest amount to the biggest amount we know, but smallest amount before we reach zero. Like if we're looking at like a graph that has the X and Y axis, there's two lines that go into the negatives, but
your graph isn't a graph. It's a line. It starts at zero and that is crows.
Yes.
Yeah.
It goes up to humans at 10 or beyond.
What's in between dolphin and human? That's what I'm wondering. Dolphin is 6.
Yeah.
Seven, eight, nine. Who are they?
Gorillas.
Elephants.
All three?
Elephants are heaps clever.
Yeah. Elephants, gorillas.
Elephants are like a two on also, this scale.
You don't know. They have funerals.
Outvoted. Yeah, they have funerals.
Oh, who doesn't? So do cows.
Elephants
who cares?
Drink to forget.
They do drink
that,
to
if
forget.
That doesn't, if that doesn't put them at an 11, they have funerals like, and drink to forget, basically humans.
So they have funerals and wakes. That's it, the two points true. Of sentience.
I realize why this graph is weird to like pass, Adam. It's because zero is crow. Crows aren't zero on the scale. Somehow crow is zero on the scale.
Well, let's do a different chart.
And human
chart.
Is 10 let's, on the scale.
Let's do what Jackson was suggesting. We'll have an XY graph where it's mm-hmm. like, that it can go into the negatives.
Okay, what's the least sentient well,
that's,
animal?
That's not
rock.
Rock is not an animal. Rock is zero, is negative 10.
Coral.
Human
coral.
Is 10. Coral is negative 10.
Coral
human
is,
is 10. Coral
oh, wait,
is not
no.
rock, it's
that's
its
right.
own
it's
guy.
A, no, we've had this argument before.
That's right.
Okay, well, and I realize it didn't need a y-axis for this. It's just x and it just goes back
yeah.
further.
Yeah, I'm putting a y-axis so it's sentience against something else.
Yeah, sentience against how cool they look if they're mad.
Where
Angry
humans...
Crow, very good.
Oh, octopus has got to be up there.
Yeah.
Octopus is like
locks.
An 8,
oh my
right?
God, has anyone seen my octopus teacher?
No.
Your octopus
no, I haven't.
Teacher.
My mom keeps no. telling me to watch it, though.
No,
it's a doco about a man who either wants to fuck or is in love with an octopus.
I just saw cool. the trailer. All I saw was the trailer, because I saw people talking about how emotional it was, and it's like, oh, maybe that's a bit nice. It's only 85 minutes. That's doable. And mm-hmm. then, yeah, the trailer, the guy just really seems like he wants to fuck the octopus.
That
but it was just the trailer, so I don't know. I didn't
I
see
don't
it.
Think he does from my, what my mum's told me
well,
about
surely
it.
Surely not. They're not publishing that and rating it G.
I wish they would. That would roll. But no, I don't think he wants to make love to the octopus. I don't think many people do. I certainly am not interested in making love to an octopus.
And you are, of course, the standard against which fucking is placed against.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think that as much as... See, I don't want to have sex with an octopus, but I can imagine a world where an octopus wants to have sex with me. Do you know what I mean?
No.
No. That's some good
that's
solidarity.
That's fair. I'm not going to press the issue. I think we could just leave it there onto whether or not an octopus wants to make love to me.
Now, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Also, look, Shut Up a Second is great, but did you know that here at Sans Pants Radio, we produce at least 6 other podcasts? Possibly you're looking for a show that instead of frustrating you, like Shut Up a Second probably does, helps you decide which video games to get and play, because Jackson and his good friends reviewed them. If this sounds like you, then why not head to SansPantsRadio.com and look for Thumb Cramps, our video game review podcast that's far better than it has any right to be.
I'm trying to think of...
The only creature that would want to make love to you, Jackson, is creatures that fuck for pleasure.
Oh, like a dolphin.
Like
so
a dolphin
might want to make love to me.
Dolphins
possibly.
Do that to people. It is really
Typically really in bad. Captivity, apparently. Apparently that's like a big captivity thing because they get frustrated like or something.
Like when NASA had that dolphin jerk-off experiment, you know? Yeah.
That wasn't NASA. That was the CIA.
It was SETI. It was the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. So
it's this dolphin dick.
So basically, there was a guy who'd written a book about whether or not you could communicate with animals. And SETI, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, were like, that would be beneficial if we ever needed to talk to an alien intelligence. So let's give this guy a bunch of money and a facility, and he can try and communicate with dolphins. And so he was like, thank you very much, NASA and SETI. I'm going to head off and do that. Carl Sagan, I think, was a big like proponent of this guy. He was like, give him the facility. I'm putting my faith in this dude. The guy, instead of trying to learn the dolphin language, tried to teach the dolphins English. That was his beginning move. And they had this one dolphin that apparently showed progress, but it would occasionally get antsy and bored, and they would have to take it out of the tank and put it into another tank with a lady dolphin so that it could fuck it and it would be ready to learn again. But that took a lot of effort, and so the lady who was the dolphin's teacher was like, I'll just jerk it off. It's fine. Don't even stress. And so she started jerking off the dolphin. Now, meanwhile,
you're forgetting that this was in a partially flooded house because they thought putting it in a human environment would help.
What?
So also at the time, this was in like the 60s, the guy who was organizing it all, who'd written the book, got really into psychedelics. And he was like, holy shit, this is how we're going to teach the dolphins English. We got to connect spiritually. So he started injecting the dolphins with LSD to try and get them on the same sort of spiritual level as him. So they would inject this dolphin with LSD and just jerk it the shit off. What did that dolphin think was happening? Who knows? Anyway, one day, Carl Sagan comes to visit the facility and he's like, what are you doing? This is my reputation on the line. They're like, we're teaching the dolphins English. He's like, why didn't you try and learn the dolphin language, you maniacs? So they shut the whole thing down, and the main dolphin killed itself because it couldn't get jerked off anymore by the woman it had fallen in love with. It just sank to the bottom of its tank. It didn't rise again.
Or maybe it was withdrawals or something, because it did have a lot of LSD.
It needed more LSD. Maybe the dolphin had it had worked, and the dolphin was like, oh no, I'm losing my connection to the spirit realm.
I remember, I forget there's a name for, not when I say, there's a name for that, I don't mean for jerking off a dolphin and thinking that you're teaching
a good time, baby. Oh,
yeah. No, there's like a name for, so what happens there is that it's like a series of things where it's like A to B. So A is like SETI exists. Mm. B is like we want to communicate with aliens. C is like, hey, this guy wrote a book on talking with animals. D is like, let's give him some funding. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. There's like every
By the time you're at like L, you're jerking off a dolphin and giving it LSD. And you're like, how'd we get here?
There's, like the leap between A to B or the leap between any two points seems logical. Because if you're at M, and you're jerking off the dolphin, you're like, LSD.
Yeah, like, that checks out. You can imagine the transition from, you think you're getting this dolphin really close to learning English. Like, you think it's working. You're like, it's understanding phrases. Maybe it'll eventually speak back to me. And then you're like, but our work keeps getting interrupted because we got to get the dolphin laid. This is easier. And I don't mind jerking off the dolphin. And there you go. You've gone from M to N, baby. Now you're jerking off the dolphin, and that's normal. Amazing.
But if you took a few steps back and you went back to A and you're like, where's SETI? What are we funding? What?
Is this
jump
like
from M? Sorry?
Yeah.
It's kind of like boiling a frog, you know?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You the just don't realize.
Fun fact, also works for humans. The jump from M to N makes complete sense, but the jump from A to N is fucking mind-blowing.
Madness. Absolutely.
There's a name for it, but I forget what it's called.
Sin.
Sin. Don't, imagine being the people, because I think there would be that moment when they're like, shut this down, you're all maniacs, where you all of a sudden see what you're doing from the perspective of A. And you're like, oh, no. Whoops. Holy shit.
Just what are you, being in a partially flooded house, knowing that the dolphin is out of its mind on drugs. trying to make a climax. Like, surely, surely at that, like at some stage during that process, some part
you've
of the
got
brain
a question.
Kicks in. Yeah, you're, yeah, you're just like casually staring at a couch that's half underwater, like getting bored of giving a handjob to a dolphin and
just
being
sitting
like,
on that couch, jerking off the dolphin next to you, and you're like, "What has my life become?" You know?
Do you like
what
does,
a,
do you
a cool
sit
skill,
there
though.
And
no
think
one else has that?
I am a scientist.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because every step individually felt like it made sense. So at no point did you question if you're a scientist.
Okay, here's an insane sentence. Maybe this is a thing I've heard as a rumor, but maybe it's not. Do you have to jerk off a horse if you own it?
What?
Like, do you have to clean its wiener? You don't really jerk it off, but do you have to clean its wiener? Is that a thing? Or have I, is this like a rude rumor I heard in some point in my life about what it's like to own a horse?
Oh, no, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the classic schoolyard, like prank, if you will, of asking someone if Jack helps you off a horse, would you help Jack off a horse?
Damn, you're right. That's what
you're
I'm thinking
tricked.
Of.
Yeah, someone did a more elaborate one of that to you. Hey, Jack. Yeah. 13-year-old Jack turns around. Yeah. Supposing your uncle owned a horse.
I'm listening.
Well,
hey, I just looked it up. Every 6 to 12 months, you should clean a horse's sheath.
Gross.
Bam. There it is.
Why isn't it cleaning
there
itself?
It is. I don't know. I don't know how horses' sheaths work.
Hang on a minute. Yeah. Who the fuck said what? Who the fuck said
total, that? Total equine, where is it? Total Equine Veterinary Association.
Well, if the folks over at Toqual Equine Veterinary, whatever the fuck you said.
I'm going to throw up. No one look that up. That was bad.
I don't think that's true. Like, in the wild, that's going to take care of itself.
Yeah, who's cleaning it in the wild?
Cass, do you want me to link you the National Equine Veterinary thing where they talk about horse smegma buildup? Because I will. Yeah, it's bad.
Oh,
it's
horse smegma would be bigger than a regular load.
The fur can get gummy with horse smegma was where I was like, goodbye.
No.
Fuck that.
No.
Don't ever buy a horse, everyone. Jesus Christ. Wow.
Is that, what if, wait, is that if the horse doesn't have sex? Go back.
Okay, fuck.
Go back to the
way. Yeah, is it for like stud horses or something?
Okay, you ready? You ready for me to read this out to you?
Yeah.
You asked for this.
Yeah.
Huh, okay. Anyone who owns a gelding or a stallion should be aware that they have some special hygiene requirements. The equine penis secretes smegma to clean and lubricate the penis. The origin of the secretion is disputed. Blah, 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 blah.
What are you,
blah,
they, blah, blah, blah. Just, they don't know where it comes from.
Cass, are you checking to find out? I'm not.
I'm not checking to find out. You're right.
So they, horses...
I might... Yeah. If horse veterinarianism or whatever was up to me, we might not know where horses piss from.
The smegma can take on an extremely unpleasant odor. It is one of those smells that once you have experienced, you never forget. Yep. Of course. No,
is that their medical opinion?
God, the idea of like Adams Equine Center and having a big chart and people being like, oh, like an FAQ. Where you're like, where do horses piss from? And most of the answer are just horses' business. Yeah, not mine.
Just like the cross section of a horse with just three big question marks.
Who can say? We don't know what's going on in there.
No one's opening them up to check. All of our funding's going to keeping this place closed.
If you're you out the front with one of those big signs that just says "Go away," flipping it around. Don't come in.
Yeah, we've got a moat.
You'll never guess what it's full of.
Fuck, we're stupid. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, if only we'd researched horses, we would have known.
If only we weren't so afraid of horses. God damn. Look, we fell in the horse magma trough for a bit, but we came out the other side a little bit better. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Cass.
I've been Adam, and that's been this here Zoom call. What? He only did my background.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows on the SansPants Radio Network, just head to sanspantsradio.com and consider joining the SansPants Plus community. There's over 20 bonus shows, a SansPants Plus Discord, exclusive video content, and discounts on merch. Just head to sanspantsradio.com and follow the links.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.